I think it's really important to remember that monarchy is sometimes viewed as an outdated thing, but in actual fact it's evolved a lot over the centuries, and certainly it's evolved a lot over the last 60 years. And the Queen has never been as popular as she is at the moment. And I think the reason for that is because she's redefined her role. And it's not now the sort of magic of monarchy, this wonderful, almost sort of mystical figure that lives far away. But she's redefined British monarchy anyway in terms of public service and offering to the nation. And can we find another public servant who has given 60 years of her life, who took her vow all my life, whether long or short, that she would give her life in service of the country? And I think she's done a fantastic job, and I think the values that she represents are worth celebrating and are worth building into our culture.
I'll see you now from Graham Smith from Republic. Good morning to you, Graham. Morning, Graham.
Good morning.
That seems fair enough, doesn't it? What's your objection to the Diamond Jubilee? It all seems pretty good, doesn't it?
Well, no, I mean, the monarchy is absolutely central to our political system. It is entirely undemocratic, and it's entirely unaccountable. It's secretive. The royal household interfere in our politics. And it is completely at odds with the values that most of us hold dear, values about democracy, about equality, about fairness and accountability and so on and so forth. So it's not appropriate in a democratic society to be celebrating the fact that one person has been head of state for 60 years without ever having an election, without ever having asked us if that's okay or whether we think we might want someone else. It's just not appropriate to be doing that. And it is, the Jubilee, it is a celebration not just of the Queen, but of that institution, of hereditary power and privilege.
But isn't it a celebration of somebody doing a job for 60 years, doing a job pretty well?
Well, there's a real question as to whether she has done the job really well or well at all. But, it's not a difficult or challenging job because she's never been scrutinised.
I think that's absolutely...
She's never had to compete for the job. I mean, it's not an achievement to have that job for 60 years. She was given the job for life at the age of 25. And so the fact that she's now 85, 86 means that she's had the job for over 60 years. It's a simple mathematical equation. It's not an achievement.
It isn't a simple mathematical equation, and I think it's appalling to say that she's never been scrutinised. In the last 30 years, the monarchy has never been scrutinised more in its entire history, and she was pilloried publicly for the royal family's reaction to Princess Diana's death. The royal family are scrutinised on an almost daily basis. Yes, they are.
No, this is not true. The Queen is not scrutinised. I mean, a rather strange reaction at the time of Diana's death is not scrutiny. She's not scrutinised over the way in which she, lobbies or influences government, because we don't know. It's all kept in secret and behind closed doors. She's not scrutinised properly over the way in which they abuse public funds. And there's no real accountability. She's never challenged, she's never interviewed, she's never asked, to justify and defend her own position. And we're never given an opportunity to say, actually, we would like to have a choice as to having someone else do this job. So, this is not scrutiny. It is, a bit of press coverage here and there is not the same as being able to hold someone to account.
Well, I think the British public disagree, don't they? Because less than 10% in a current poll support the idea of a republic.
No, that's not true.
That was in the Guardian two days ago.
It was 22%.
Well, it was 10% in the Guardian.
No, it wasn't. 22% say that we'd be better off without the monarchy. 69% said that we'd be worse off without it.
That's a different poll to the one I read.
It's exactly the same poll. The figures have not changed, and the Queen is not more popular than ever before. It's almost unchanged. Now, the point is that in that 69%, that's not a love and adoration of the Queen or the monarchy. That's people telling pollsters that at the moment, let's keep things...
Well, we probably could continue this debate for quite some time, but for Graham Smith from Republic, thank you for your time. And also as well to Father Glyn Holland from All Saints Church, who's joined me here in the studio on BBC Tea's Breakfast.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming in.